When it comes to the challenges facing women in the world of professional theater, you have your pick of statistics. Take this one. Among the 20 most produced playwrights in the U.S. this season, just 3 are women. And this, as recently as 2 years ago, there wasn't a single new play by a woman on Broadway all season. But trends in Boston suggest a possible path to progress. Reporter Jeremy Goodwin of WBUR's The Artery has the story.
We have all of our posters still from the Calderwood Pavilion, the big posters. This is the one from our very first show, The Lover, that I might have framed one day. Who knows when we're all wildly famous.
Olivia D'Ambrosio is giving a tour of the administrative headquarters for Bridge Repertory Theater, the company she founded and leads as its artistic director.
This huge industrial filing cabinet is where I keep all sorts of Bridge Rep goodies.
It also happens to be her home, a very cozy studio apartment in Cambridge.
That one's kind of boring. That's just envelopes. Here we go.
As she rifles through Bridge Rep supplies, she steps away from her bed and an acoustic guitar that leans in a corner to remind her, she says, to be creative.
Up here I have about 25 rolls of different kinds of spike tape, which we use all the time.
She's become an expert with that heavy tape and all the nitty-gritty of running a theater company, on stage and off. It requires a combination of artist and entrepreneur, or as D'Ambrosio puts it, artstrepreneur.
I really do want to be an actor, a director, a producer, and a teacher, and I'm doing all of those things, which is absolutely tremendous, and I'm quite blessed. I wouldn't likely be doing all 4 of those things if I hadn't started Bridge Rep.
D'Ambrosio is not alone in feeling that way. In a survey of artistic directors from around the country, the most important qualifications cited by women for having been hired was that, like D'Ambrosio, they founded their own theater. The survey, which is still ongoing, was conducted by Wellesley College's Centers for Women. It finds it's exceedingly hard for women to make the jump to top jobs. Among the 74 theaters surveyed, 80% had male artistic directors. Yet there's no shortage of women in the pipeline with the right training to be leaders, according to Inika Cedar, co-author of the study.
There are women who are trampling against that glass ceiling, who are ready to go, and who are in those theaters, who are qualified and have the aspiration, the ambition, and the skills to be in the top position.
The study finds that on the administrative side, women actually tend to outnumber men as department heads at every level except at the top. In Boston theater, the pool of leaders is skewed heavily toward men. Among the 11 leading large and mid-sized companies, only 2 have a sole female artistic director. One of them is the most influential person in the recent history of Boston theater, Diane Paulus, the Tony Award-winning artistic director of the American Repertory Theater. The Paulus-directed musical Waitress, which played locally last summer, makes history this season as the first Broadway show with a female director, book writer, composer, and choreographer. Paulus says she's seen the positive trickle-down effect that happens when women run the show.
I think I benefited from a generation ahead of me who were the first pioneers of women in leadership roles in the arts. And that is so important for where I am today, because as a young person growing up in the theater, I could visualize myself as a leader in the field because I had women mentors who were setting that example.
But elsewhere in the industry, women face difficulties removing words like assistant from their job titles, according to Polly Carl, co-artistic director at Arts Emerson.
They tend to be supportive titles. So, job titles that support the work of men. we're not lacking for women in the dramaturgical field, but yet we have so few women directors who are hired.
While men hold most of the top jobs among Boston theater companies, a look at the onstage offerings this season shows that when it comes to gender parity, women playwrights and, yes, directors appear to be the ones leading the charge locally. Summer Williams is one example. She's a co-founder of Company One, and this season she directs 3 plays at 3 different theaters. Williams says there's much more to be done, but there is movement in the right direction.
It's great to have a cohort, if you will, and to have women run some things. That's on Boston stages is that's a very important step.
But the ongoing disparity regarding women in theater makes for a particularly backward state of affairs when you consider who is sitting in the audience, according to Williams.
I think we know that the folks who tend to drive ticket sales and the folks who tend to kind of push it from a, oh, I saw this and I'm interested, to I'm going, tend to be women who are driving the market.
Back at Bridge Rep, each of the company's three plays this season has a female director, Olivia D'Ambrosio among them. She says her team is not looking to fill quotas, but a female-led company is just simply less likely to be tone-deaf on matters of gender parity.
We haven't done it on purpose. The plays that we select and the personnel that we have selected have organically included a high representation of females because of who we are.
While trends like these are still exceptions to the norm, they could indicate that, just maybe, Boston is starting to write a new script for women in theater. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Jeremy Goodwin.